Welcome to Three Things I've Learned with your host, Susan Dolce, where we share the stories that shift our souls. In the next hour, we will dive deep into the soul-shifting magic of stories. Stories of radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. We're all students in this soul school called life. We don't need to do this alone. Why not share our notes? Three Things I've Learned starts now. Welcome, everyone. This is Three Things I've Learned with me, Susan Dolce, where we share the stories that shift our souls. This is a show where we share true breakthrough stories from some really inspiring people, and it's my hope that you gain a new perspective from their personal experiences. Mostly because it's just really important to me that you know that you're not alone. So many of us experience the same heartbreaks and the same setbacks and frustrations. And let's face it, we all have three things we've learned about something, about love, about life, about luck. And that's the beauty in sharing our stories. So today, before I introduce my guest, I'd like to share a little bit about one of the most, I guess I would call it probably number two on the transformational story scale for me. And this, it was about over 30 years ago. Gosh, it was like 35. Actually, if I do the math, it's 36 years ago. And I was in a troubled marriage. I know I don't look that old to be, but it would be that long ago. Teasing. Anyway, it was about 36 years ago. I was in a troubled marriage. I was far too young to be married. I can say that now. I was barely 21. But I was in love, you know, and so I just went in face first, dove into the deep end of the pool. And not only did I not have communication skills to ask for what I wanted, to communicate what I was feeling, I didn't even have a healthy relationship in my life to model. You know, if you think about it, the one relationship that we're exposed to day in and day out is our parents, right? And back then when I was growing up, so this was like in the 70s and 80s, because when I got married, it was 1984. My mom, she had no communication skills whatsoever. I think back then it was, if you needed something and you didn't know how to ask for it, you cried. And my dad, equally bad at expressing his feelings. And so even though he was very affectionate with my mom, he didn't know how to ask for what he needed either. And he would then proceed to numb his feelings with alcohol. And he would turn into a pretty mean drunk. And that sweet, affectionate husband turned into someone who was name calling and just humiliating her. And so that was my model. I just really didn't have a lot to go on. But all of my friends, their parents, a lot of my friends' parents were divorced. I didn't have another relationship in my life where I could say, okay, I think that's what a healthy marriage is supposed to look like. So today we are talking about getting the love you want, the key to creating healthy, fulfilling relationships. And my guest today has an inspiring story of how she was able to release herself from an unfulfilling marriage and years of codependence into a journey of self-love. Risa Gall is a self-love and relationship coach and the creator of the program, Be True to You, Getting the Love You Want. She is also a mind-body wellness expert, has taught, I hope I get this right, Risa, Qigong for over 20 years and offers remote energy healing with intuitive readings. She uses these modalities along with transformational life coaching to help her clients break free from self-judgment, old patterns, and limiting beliefs. Please help me welcome Risa to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here to share.
I'm so happy to have you here today. So, because I know you've got an amazing story to share, and getting the love you want, like we all want an awesome relationship, but you know, most of us don't have any idea how we're supposed to get there, right?
Yeah, I don't feel like it's an amazing story. I feel like I'm pretty common. Like, I feel like, I went through a hard time, but everybody has their hard times that they go through. My story is, I didn't have like a really traumatic childhood or anything like that. I feel like I had a pretty kind of, quote unquote, normal family, normal parents. But, we pick up these ideas somehow, somewhere, and it doesn't really matter where they came from, I guess. But, I just kind of grew up with the belief that like, I don't matter. What I have to say isn't important. I'm not, I just kind of always felt less than, like not good enough. And I just felt like that was really my whole life. I just remember for like decades, just really struggling. Like, I remember being in college and feeling like, why can't I just like myself,
Yeah, I think it's it's just such a recurring theme for women, and I know I'm sure it is for men, but I can only speak from my own personal experience. And, every person I've interviewed on the show, we seem to have that same, oh my gosh, how come I just don't feel worthy of love or anything. Right?
Yes. That feeling of unworthiness, we pick up these ideas and these beliefs. And so it literally took me decades, to kind of unwind, and get free, to break free from that. So like, that's my passion now, is to, share the tools that I have, that I use for myself, because it's an ongoing journey. Self-love is a constant, our relationship with ourself is ongoing, just like it is with anybody else. But, I feel like I am able now to have the perspective that I need, and then I can share with other women to, really come into right relationship with yourself. And so, so what ended up happening was I married a very nice man, who was sober when I met him, but about 7 years into the marriage, relapsed into alcoholism and depression. And I stayed with him for 7 years since since the time that he relapsed. And it was through that time that I went to a ton of Al-Anon meetings, and I did not realize how much my sense of identity, my sense of well-being, my sense of security was just wrapped up into this other person who was now just really not doing well, and just everything, it was kind of imploding. And so,
I mean, I'm just curious, because did you ever have a feeling like, did you ever feel that his relapse had anything to do with you? Like, did you internalize that? Like, did I bring this on? Are these his demons? Like, what part do I play in all of this?
Oh, that's such an excellent question, Susan, because that natural inclination, I think, is for us to blame ourselves. Like, okay, well, and I hear that from a lot of women too, not necessarily in, situations where there's substance abuse going on, but just, why is he not, showing me the attention I want, or whatever it is? It's like, what am I doing wrong? Even just situations where, the man might be looking outside the marriage, and, the woman is, of course, it's like, oh, well, what's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? But I learned in Al-Anon the three C's. We can't control it. We didn't cause it. We can't control it. And I forget what the other one was. We can't change it, I guess. I think I did initially, that was the tendency, was to like be like, oh gosh, how did I contribute to this? And maybe I did have some contributing factor, but when someone is struggling with alcohol addiction, it's about them. It's really about them, and it's not about me. So fortunately, from my training in Al-Anon and the support I got there, I did not go down that road too heavily of blaming myself for it. But I did have to keep reminding myself, because, they'll kind of point fingers at you too, and they'll make you think, oh, it's your fault, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, I just remember, this memory is so vivid in my mind. I was so desperate for for my ex-husband to just acknowledge my existence. Mm-hmm. That I was literally at his feet. He was sitting in like an office chair and I was on the floor at his feet saying, please just tell me you love me. Like, tell me what I need to do to fix this. Like, what am I doing wrong? Like, and it just so desperate, just for any nugget of something to make me feel like I existed or like I was worthy. So I just think it's like, you know, it's so easy in those situations to think that this, I must have done something because clearly I'm unworthy to begin with. So I must have done something. Again, this is my dad talking. I must have done something to deserve this.
Yeah. So, you know, I look back on that time now and I'm really, really grateful for all the lessons that I learned because it really, you know, it really brought me back to myself. It brought me back to my journey, to myself. And I imagine you have had a similar, you know, awakening as a result of that. So like, that's the good news. It's like whatever's going on, it definitely helps us point back in the right direction. So that's a lot of the work that I do now with women too, is just, you know, how do you get back into a right relationship with yourself? Because that has to come first. Yeah.
Yeah. So
for healthy relationship. Yeah.
So, you were participating in Al-Anon and you realize I can't change it. I can't control it. I didn't create it or cause it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, gosh, you know, it was just such a painful time because, you know, I mean, I did love him, but it was a lot of like, it was just very codependent both ways, you know, it was just very codependent relationship. And so, you know, so it just, you know, it just really showed me very clearly, like when you are depending on someone else to, you know, for your well-being, your sense of well-being, it's just, yeah, like that's just a really risky place to, you know,
it's
put yourself, like, it's just, I just did that for day after day. I used to work in a school and a little Montessori school when my son was younger. He's 19 now, but when he was younger, and I would have to greet the kids in the morning and I would stand there and I would just be like wanting to cry just because of everything that was going on at home. And I would just like have to stand there and smile. And I just remember having to stand there and smile when all I really wanted to do was just cry. But one of the things that they taught me, and this was huge in Al-Anon, was, you know what, you gotta focus on yourself. Like that was sort of where the whole, you know, idea came, you know, started, you know, to come around was, you know, you can't change him. You can't, you know, we don't have like this, like step one, you know, admitted we were powerless over basically it's like anything outside ourselves, but you know, or we admitted we don't have the power to control anybody else or anything else. And so, so then what do? It's like, all right, well, they kept telling me, you gotta focus on yourself. Focus on yourself. So I just remember one day I was standing at the school and, you know, standing there and just wanting to cry. And I just kept hearing those words like, okay, just focus on yourself. Anytime I would just start to, my mind would start to think about him and I would start to feel myself getting upset. I just used it like a mantra one day, all day long, like thousands of times I could just in the back of my mind, okay, focus on yourself, focus on yourself, focus on yourself. And it was just like this restructuring my neural pathways in my brain. I felt like it was like mental rock climbing. Like, you know, I just really had a sort of like almost, you know, just grab onto this thought and pull myself up on it and grab onto this slogan that, you know, they had a lot of really good slogans and pull myself up on it. And there were days where, you know, I don't know what I would have been without the support of that, you know, that group, you know, with just, everything that was going on, and I was so dependent and so focused on him that, you know, it just, my world just became very dark and cloudy, and it wasn't good. And I just remember it like being springtime also. And I love the spring. That's my favorite season. And the flowers were blooming and everything was good. And I just couldn't even enjoy it. I just felt like there was this huge dark cloud over my life. And then I remember as I was after I had ended the marriage and was healing, I was on my own journey of self-discovery and recovery from that situation. Spring coming around again and feeling like, yeah. And you know, it was sort of a gradual process of like reclaiming the joy in my life. And, you know, that's kind of another topic about like, you know, how, and actually that comes up a lot in the situation with the women in the work that I do is, you know, I'm so focused on him. I don't even know what I like anymore. Like, I don't even know like what would make me happy. Like I'm just focused on him and, you know, taking care of whatever he needs or the family or, you know, as women. And so that's, you know, focus on yourself. Well, where am I? I don't, like, I completely lost myself in that relationship. Yeah. I didn't even know who I was anymore. So yeah, so it's a journey.
I'm going to interrupt you.
Yes.
Briefly. Because I think this is a good place to take a break, mm-hmm. Because this is a great segue into how you finally figured out, like, what did you do to take care of yourself? How did you come back from that? I love that mountain climbing example. That was awesome. And so we'll talk about those, the keys, right? And the tips and the tricks and what we can do to get the self-love and the self-care we need. Right. You've been listening to Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. We will be right back.
Your favorite transformation talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge, Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hello, we are back on. This is Three Things I've Learned with me, Susan Dolce, and my guest today is relationship coach Risa Gall Brophy. We've been talking about getting the love we want. Why don't we all want good love, right? Before we continue, Risa, can you share with our listeners where they can find you and work with you?
Sure. You can check my website. It's called Full Circle Wellness. CT for Connecticut, fullcirclewellnessct.com.
And Risa is being very, very generous. She's offering a free complimentary 30-minute relationship revamp strategy session. These are limited, so you're going to need to get on that link. It's $197 value, and the link that'll take you right to that form is on the show description on transformationtalkradio.com. We will say that again later because it's a great offer. So before we went to break, we were talking about self-care and self-love and putting yourself first, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And so I talk to people about, in the program, I actually created a program called Be True to You, Getting the Love You Want. And so that's, if people want to check my website, they can learn more about, there's four pillars for a healthy relationship. But the first pillar I call, I am the love that I need. Mm. And that's probably that's the biggest mistake that, that I have made, that I think everybody makes, is that we're just looking for other people to make us feel okay about ourselves and to make us feel happy or secure or whatever it is. It's just, that's the biggest mistake, is that we're just looking for sources outside of ourselves for that love that we need. And when really, and it's so beautiful when you can finally feel it, but really what we crave is just to be in alignment with our truth, with ourself, with our source. And so, it's really our own love that we need, and no one else, even if they are behaving in a way that exactly that we want them to, and all the conditions outside of ourselves are just satisfying. It's only to a certain level. It's almost kind of surface. It's, but really at our core, what we crave is just to love who we are, to love ourselves. And that actually is our natural state, just like a little child. And so a lot of the work that I do too, I think you mentioned in the beginning, the Qigong, if people are familiar with, Qigong means energy work. It's actually ancient Chinese healing exercises to calm your mind and work with your qi, your energy in your body. But I do it in a way that just really helps you connect with your truth and yourself. Because we're in our head, we're so much in our head, and we're identified with the story, those limiting beliefs that we picked up. And so I think that's kind of one of the main strategies is just to get out of your head. And I have a lot of tools for how do you break free from self-judgment? And, I'm certified as a transformational life coach. So a lot of the tools that we learned in there, I use with my clients too. But so I guess, just understanding that, other people are never going to be able to fill that void for us.
So it's almost I always crack up when I hear people talk about, I shouldn't say crack up. I always ponder when people talk about soulmates, mm-hmm. because in my opinion, I'm my ideal soulmate. Right. Mm-hmm. And because we're looking for people to fill up that hole, to be that other part of us that we think that we don't have, that other facet of us, and to complete that phrase, he completes me. It's, you are complete in and of yourself, right? Exactly. Right. And the amazing thing is that when, and I'm sure you can attest to this with the work you've done, that when you do love yourself and you are your soulmate and you are taking care of yourself and you are your own best friend, then it seems like you attract the right person for you, not the person who's going to fill the hole, but the person who really is going to compliment you and lift you and support you.
Yeah, it's absolutely. That's a really good point. It's law of attraction. You know, we attract from wherever we are, you know, we attract, you know, from that level of who we are. So yeah, if we're still needy, if we're kind of codependent, we're going to attract that similar energy. It's just energy, you know, like mm-hmm. I get that from my Chinese medicine background too, my, you know, energetic medicine, energy healing work too, is just, yeah, everything's energy. And so wherever we're vibrating, that's how we attract. So if you want someone who, you know, is whole and complete, then you got to focus on feeling that way in yourself first. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just always it. And the thing is, you can't, it's very hard to explain that to somebody. It's almost like you have to be on the other side of it.
Yeah.
You have to have experienced it. And then, and I've told clients that before too. It's like, you're just going to have to trust me that if you take this time and you learn to, you know, love yourself and increase the self-care and all that, you will be surprised at the people you attract into your life. I'm really curious. I know maybe I'm going off script a little bit, but when you're talking about the whole, because I really am new to the whole Qigong energy work, how does that, I mean, we talked a little bit about it just now, but how does that work in love relationships? I mean, are there blockages and then, you know, you get that, like, help me.
Yeah, teach me. I think it's kind of what we were just talking about is that, you know, we're energy beings. And so it's you as a person, you know, however you're being is the energy that you're putting out. And so the Qigong is just one of the tools on how to get in alignment with ourselves and that beautiful, pure source energy that's within us and to, you know, really break out of the stories that are in our mind. And of course, there's a lot of other tools involved in that too. But yeah, so it's just... yeah, we're changing our thoughts, changing our beliefs, changing our, our energy pattern. It's like we're changing our thought patterns and we're changing our emotional state. And so we're changing the energy. We're changing our whole energy physically, mentally, emotionally, like all the levels that we're functioning on. So yeah, we just become more of who we are. We shed all that stuff that isn't true, and we can, you know, just open ourselves to exploring and loving the truth of who we are. It's like you said, we are already whole and complete. We just need to kind of be open to owning our responsibility. I know, like, a lot of people probably, like, maybe that doesn't sound good when I say, oh, well, you attract what you are. Like, oh no, that is not who I am.
Well, ain't that the truth? Yeah.
You know, but you know what? That's the thing. It's like, that's sort of part of that first key is like, we need to accept responsibility that we, you know, we are the creative power in our lives. We really do have 100% responsibility. And it took me a while to accept that too. I remember going to a personal growth workshop like in my 20s, and they were like, you are 100% responsible for your reality. I was like, really? That's a new concept. Doesn't feel like it. Like, you know, we don't feel like we have control, like our minds, you know.
Right.
That's some of the work too, is learning, you know, learning that we do have control, and really coming into our own power to choose and to work with those patterns that are coming up. It's okay. I mean, there's all parts of ourselves, like even the parts that we don't like, we learn how to embrace all those parts.
So when you're working with clients, how, I know it's really hard. I know I've come up against this just myself in real life, real time. asking for what you want and what you need. Mm-hmm. Without, I've got Leonard Jacobson in my head right now, without attachment to the outcome. No, but asking for what you want and what you need without fear.
Yes. Perfect. So that's, you know, one of the other pillars of the healthy relationship is constructive communication. Because I think that's like, we're just not taught, like, you know, so many different people I've talked to and even just like other, colleagues, therapists who they're like, yeah, nobody teaches this stuff. So I'm happy to share with you some tools if you want some concrete things that you can use
that.
Constructive communication. And so, before I'm going to give you some actual words that you can say, a framework for constructive communication. But I guess, a little bit of background about just understanding, well, why is it so hard? And cutting ourselves a little bit of a break. why is the communication such a problem? Well, there's, of course, there's differences in the way that men and women operate. If you've read, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. The men, they are very oriented toward just fixing it. Like, they don't, they just want to solve the problem. They just want to fix it. Well, most of the time, women, I just want you to hear me. I just want to be seen and I just want to be heard. I don't want you to try and fix it. So, there's that kind of stuff that's going on. And then, a lot of us, myself included, I know this is huge, is just like we when we're looking for other people's love and approval, we don't want to get into conflict, I still don't like it, but at least I've gotten better with just being able to, say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean.
I don't think I've ever heard that one. That's great. Well,
I think I got that one from Al-Anon. So just cutting ourselves a break, just recognizing that, that just goes along with the territory of like the whole people pleasing thing. When we're needing that, it's like the conflict, it's so uncomfortable. But if we can just, I'm going to give you a framework to use, because that's the other thing, is like people like us then would say, like, I just don't know what words to use. I don't know what to say. So I'm going to give you some words, but just know that, like, if you can just kind of push through that initial discomfort that will come up. And this is another thing that I work with the women in my program, is addressing all those feelings of discomfort that come up and kind of diffusing that. So it's not so charged, then it gets easier, and it does get easier with practice too. But so say your partner has done something that has bothered you, that has hurt your feelings, that has made you angry. I would just not say anything. I would just stuff it and I would walk away and feel hurt. But occasionally, I just couldn't let it go. It's like, all right, I have to. Like, your inner being will not let you just, it's not okay. It's like, it's got to be addressed. So hopefully we don't have to wait till it gets to that point where it's bad enough. But anyway, so what I might do is, if I was really angry, I might actually, this is important too, before you have this conversation, is just, you gotta pick the right time, and you want to come with a little bit more of a neutral energy so that you're not creating a defensive reaction from your partner. So if I'm really pissed off, I probably, like, it might be better to like walk away, go for a walk, whatever you need to do, process the feeling a little bit, get some of the steam off. And then when you're calm, you want to be able to approach it from a neutral energy. And then it's also finding the right time too. So, you don't want to approach them if they're tired or hungry or they're angry, so you want to have the energy be a receptive time. And so there's an acronym for that too, the word HALT. Mm-hmm. If you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, it's not a good time to try and have a conversation with somebody, or if they're feeling that way. So say, you've calmed down a little bit, you've had a chance to process, you've picked the right time to have the conversation with them, and now I'll give you the words. Okay, so, you can open the conversation however you want, but, can I just say, there's something that's been bothering me. Is it okay? Can we just talk about it for a minute? And so the words are, when you fill in the blank, when you did this one specific thing, and you're not going to generalize and say, you always do all of this, because then that brings up a whole can of worms. So it's like, when you said this specific thing, or you did this specific thing, very neutral energy, I felt fill in the blank, you know? So, and then it's, and I'll give you an example in a minute, but then it's, and I would like it if you would fill in the blank again, do it this way. And would you be able to do that or willing to do that? So for example, say I'm in a conversation with my partner and he is starting to just get angry and raising his voice at me. And I didn't come from a family where that was, you know, we didn't raise voices. Maybe that's what you're used to. Maybe that's okay with you, but for me, it's not okay. And so, if I'm in a conversation, I'm just using this sentence as an example, but, you know, say someone's, you know, raising their voice to you and, you can just say, you know, and it's just, it's hurting your feelings. It's hurting your feelings. Right. So when you raised your voice to me, I felt hurt, and I would like it if, when we talk, we can have, we can keep our volume of our voice at a certain level. Would you be able to do that? Or would you be willing to do that? And then you can see what he says and, you know, take the conversation from there. Maybe he's not able to do that, but just see what he says. But this is an empowering way for you to just express how you feel. And I don't, maybe some of you guys are familiar with that framework, but it's when you did this specific thing, we're using I, it's really about the I statements, not you made me feel. No, he didn't make you feel anything. You are in charge of how you feel. When you said this, I felt, I statements. So, and it's fact. It's not like you can't argue with how I feel. So then there's no arguing back and forth. Oh, no, I didn't, you know, it's just a fact. You know, when you said this, I felt this way. You can't argue with that, right? Yeah, and I would like it if you would do it this way. Can you do that?
And it's so simple.
Yeah.
But so you're absolutely right about the practice, because when it's easy, I've rehearsed things in front of the mirror a lot when I had difficult conversations, just so I felt more comfortable saying it. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. I know you, want to do a 5-minute meditation with us, which I'm really looking forward to. So we're going to take a little break. You're listening to Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. And we come back, we are going to have a quick meditation session with Risa.
I love Sanskrit, its beauty and its universal ideas. I love that this is readily accessible to everyone. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. This pure and perfect aspect to Sanskrit is ever available. Sanskrit is the voice of reason, truth, and practical wisdom, which tells us what's the right thing to say or do in any situation. Try this. When you are unclear what to do, think of someone wise and ask yourself, what would they say or do here? The answer that comes is always just right. It's pure and perfectly formed, so you can take your next best step forward. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a timeless wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to gain access to simple timeless wisdom with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, today at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
How do we authentically express? Hi, I'm Lisa Marie Shakti Ma with Divine Transmissions Radio, and I'm here to help you answer that question. First off, what is authentic expression? This is when we express from our authentic self, our heart, as opposed to our false self, our mind, or our trauma. Why do we want to do this? Because within this space, divine intelligence resides. Divine intelligence is always expressing for the higher good of all involved. The first step is just to take one or a couple of slow, deep breaths. The second step is to drop your awareness into your heart, either with your intention and your focus, or through the energy of gratitude and love. The third step is just feel. Allow what wants to be expressed from that space and allow that authentic expression through.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Welcome back. I'm Susan Dolce, and you are listening to Three Things I've Learned. Today I'm speaking with relationship expert Risa Galbrophy, and we're talking about getting the love you want and healthy communication in relationships. And we're going to go into a meditation, but before we do that, Risa has an amazing offer. And the link to that offer is on the description to the show on Transformation Talk Radio. She is offering a 30-minute complimentary relationship revamp strategy session. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so this is just a private 30-minute call, and I do only have a limited number of these that I offer, but I wanted to offer this for your listeners today. And it's to help you. You know, together we're going to work on really crystallizing your vision of the kind of happy relationship that you want, getting really clear. We've learned a lot about what we don't want, but at the same time, we actually have learned a lot about what we do want. So we're going to get really clear on that vision and then uncover the challenges that are going on. You might already have like a pretty good idea of like what you think they are, but a lot of times there's like hidden beliefs at work. So we're going to uncover the challenges, the hidden beliefs that are kind of sabotaging the relationship. And then, you know, by the end of our time, you will know exactly what steps you need to take next to move ahead in your relationship, whether you want to try to improve it or you're considering leaving it. So you just have a clear idea of like what are the next things that you need to focus on to move ahead in your relationship and in your life.
Well, it's a very generous offer. So thank you for doing that. So meditation, you have a meditation for us.
Yeah. So you know, we're talking about self-love and communication skills. And I know like the self-love thing, it can be, you know, it can be elusive. And so I'm going to give you guys an experience. Words don't actually teach, but experiences teach. So I'm going to just invite you, hopefully, unless you're driving a car, then you might want to listen to this later. But if you want to just get comfortable in your chair, we'll take about 5 minutes. I'm going to talk you through an experience where you can really connect with that whole beautiful place within you where you already are completely in love with yourself. So get comfortable in your chair. And you can close your eyes if you like and just take a few nice breaths. Just breathe and release. Feel your body being fully supported in the chair. As you breathe and relax. Coming back into your body, noticing how you feel. Feel your feet on the floor. Just feel yourself being fully supported by the chair, fully supported by the earth, and fully supported by me right now in this time that we have together. And I'm just going to invite you to put your hands right on your heart. Put your hands on your heart as you breathe and relax. Let's just allow ourselves to let go of the day, let go of the morning so far, not thinking about anything that already happened or anything else that's going to happen later. Just being right here, right now. Give yourself a little love. It's a universal mudra for self-love. Just putting your hands on your heart automatically calms you down, helps you give yourself a little nourishment, a little healing, a little love. So now we're going to invite you to just breathe into your heart, as if you could breathe right in through the backs of your hands. Just feel into your heart space, breathing right into your heart, breathing in peace and calm. Just releasing on the out-breath. Just feel into your beautiful heart. Breathing in. Your place of peace and truth. Focusing your attention on your heart space as you breathe into your heart. Relax, just more and more relaxed with each breath, tuning into your beautiful heart. Maybe you want to just breathe in some love. As you inhale into your heart, breathe in some love. Give yourself a little love, a little appreciation. And maybe you want to just tell yourself, just remind yourself, tell yourself, I love myself. I love myself. And you know, just bypassing any conditioned patterns of thinking. Just knowing that is your natural state. We automatically do, just like a little child. We do love ourselves. It's who we are. So just breathing into your heart, just tell yourself, I love myself. And just feel your own self-love. Just drink in that nourishment. Now we're going to imagine swallowing that energy down as we let our hands slide down the front of our body to our lower stomach. And Chinese is called your dantian, your center. It's your main energy center just below the belly button. And so just drink that energy down as if it were a warm drink of liquid sunshine, warm healing, self-love energy, letting it settle in your belly. And just drink that nourishment in. Just feeling your calm center, your feet on the floor, your feet on the earth. Maybe having that one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly. Just feeling the connection between your heart and your center, your physical center. And then we're going to gently bring our attention back. And you can let your hands slide down once again. Just let your hands rest on your belly as you breathe and relax. And just appreciate this beautiful time you've given yourself today. To calm your mind, connect with your true spirit, to connect with your heart, the truth of who you are. Love and appreciate yourself. And when you're ready, you can just gently bring your attention back. Really, so anytime you want to feel more calm, it's very simple. There's actually, they've done studies just by putting your hands on your heart, automatically calms you down, stimulates the flow of oxytocin in your body, your happy hormones. There's actually a major acupressure point right in the center of the chest called your sea of tranquility. And so just by putting your hands automatically calms you down. But, you know, it gets us out of our head. And how was that for you, Susan? Were you able to kind of feel, get out of your head and just kind of feel that into that peaceful heart space?
Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me, because I could do a meditation, my hands in my lap. But when I do put my hand on my heart or hand on heart and belly, there is something. There's like, oh, I feel myself, like feeling my heartbeat. If I'm in the middle of anxiety or sort of just the mind sort of cycling out of control, doing that, putting my hand on my heart and saying, okay, I'm here now. I'm okay. In this moment, I'm fine. You know, is so calming. So calming.
Yeah, like that's the problem, is like we just, you know, we get too much in our head and the mind just gets racing into maybe all kinds of like not so good feeling directions. And so that's you know, one of the best things we can do is just integrate. That's what we do when we do our Qigong. We're actually just integrating our spirit, mind, body, just bringing everything into its right alignment. And so we're just not in our head spinning out in different directions and maybe, you know, getting into like negative trains of thought, because it does build momentum too. That's why, you know, it can be hard sometimes, but that's the one little quick, powerful thing you can do for yourself anytime. Just put your hands on your heart and breathe. And, you know, just sometimes it takes a little practice too, to just put your attention into that space, like behind where your hands are, into your heart space. If you can, you know, if you can tune into your heart energy, that's universal energy. That's source mm-hmm. energy. That's a love. You are love. That's who you are. And so that's how we tune into it and feel it and be it and feel our wholeness. It's the truth of who you are.
Yeah. It's so easy to get stuck in that spin cycle in our heads and forget that we are, you know, a being that is pure and innocent and worthy, right? Of all the things, worthy, right?
That's why I do transformational life coaching, because, you know, we need tools. We need tools on how to work with the mind and the thoughts. And, you know, that's one of the beautiful things about relationship too. It's just like, it's a mirror. You know, it's just, everything's just a mirror.
Yeah. Every relationship comes with a lesson. Yep. So can you tell us again where people can find you?
Absolutely. So you can go to my website, which is FullCircleWellnessCT.com, FullCircleWellnessCT.com. And you can learn more about the Be True to You program, Be True to You, getting the love you want. If you go on there's actually a direct link to in the description for the free gift, which I'm offering you guys a limited number of private 30-minute relationship revamp strategy sessions, which will just help you get clear on what your vision is of what you want in your life, uncover any hidden challenges, obstacles, you know, hidden beliefs that are kind of undermining things for you, and then get really clear on what your next steps are that you need to do in order to move ahead in your relationship and in your life. And I do have a limited number. So if you want one of those, I would suggest you click on that as soon as possible.
Bag that up. Yep.
And get your request in.
So Risa, you know, this is what I say at the end, for it's the name of the show is Three Things I've Learned. What are the three things you've learned about love and relationships?
Yeah. So I think the first thing is just like, it's never about them. It's always about me. And I like that Native American saying, whenever you're pointing a finger at someone, there's always three or four of them pointing back at you. So, it's never about them. It's always about me and what's going on with me, and owning, just owning my own responsibility for my life.
I was just going to say, we're getting to the top of the hour.
Okay.
But thank you so much. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just really appreciate you being here. You have so much to offer. And I've worked with Risa. Risa and I went through the similar transformational coaching program. So I know, I can speak from experience that if you work with her, you're going to have an awesome, awesome teacher, coach. So thank you, Risa. I really appreciate you being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information on how to mentor with me, you can go to my website at susandolce.com, where you can sign up for a free 30-minute clarity call. And there's also an opportunity to sign up for my newsletter, which goes out every 2 weeks, and it's usually featuring the guests I'm going to have on the show. So that's some extra content. We all have a story. We can live in the story, or we can transform the story. It's your choice. Change your story. Change our world. Hashtag Storyfield. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more inspiring stories of radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. For more information on Susan and the stories that shift our souls, visit her at SusanDolce.com. That's SusanDolce.com. D-O-L-C-I. We'll see you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.